Thura kept a paw on the wall to guide himself down.
Aye, and he tells the truth too. I'm sorry now that I called him a toad wallop and old fibber when he said to take the physic because it was for our own good. He was right.
From the passage at the stair bottom, they could see the lights of Great Hall shining through. Ding-Eye giggled.
Come on, Mucker. We got the place all to ourselves while that lot's abed. Let's get us some victuals.
The gluttonous duo invaded the nut and honey dip left out for the young ones, swigged down the strawberry cordial, and munched a plate of scones they'd found.
This'll have to do us till breakfast. You'd think to'd leave more than this out. No consideration, Sunbeatska.
Yeah? Where's all the red old cake and October ale?
You wolfed it all, pig brain.
Pig brain yourself, stoat. Hey, look at all this sporty stuff lying about. Sly villains. They was playing games while we were sick and dying in the infirmary.
Ding-Eye grabbed some hoops and started spinning them at Thura's head.
Roll up and win a prize.
His companion retaliated, throwing coit pegs at him. Brother Hal sat sipping cold mint tea amid a welter of faded parchments and yellowed scrolls. He scratched at the furrow in his head fur as he scanned a bark paper manuscript from the time when old Abbot Sextus was a young mouse.
The sword of Martin the Warrior has been returned to its rightful home, Redwall Abbey. Today, Roof Brushtail, our champion climbing squirrel, took the weapon and climbed to the very point of the abbey roof. There he has secured the sword to the north pointer of the weather vane. So will Martin's sword rest there in peace as his spirit guides our abbey. It is my fervent hope that Redwall lead a calm and tranquil existence and that the sword never has to be brought down within my life's seasons.
Hal sat musing as he pondered over the text.
Dark night, thunder, rain. Storm.
That's it.
He leapt up, spilling mint tea over his habit.
The big lightning bolt. Samkin said that it struck the weather vane shortly before he found the sword. Of course, the lightning blasted the sword from the weather vane. It slid down the roof and fell point first. By the fur, from what that young'un says, it's a good thing he never moved a pace to the right. Falling from that height, the blade would have cleaved him in two.
The two stoats had found the archery equipment. Disdaining the rounded targets, they took a bow apiece and began firing arrows upward at the high-beamed ceiling of Great Hall. Neither was very good at archery.
Yeah, boggle eyes, you can't even hit the ceiling.
That's because I was brought up in poverty, Mucker. Me old mum never could afford bows and arrows.
Ah, shut up, snot-nose. If you ever had a mum, she should have tried to shoot you with a bow and arrow for whinging and scringing.
Wowie! Look at that and go. Bet you that gets the ceiling.
Never. Look out, it's coming down on us.
They leapt out of the way, and the arrow landed quivering on the tabletop. Ding-Eye loosed off an arrow that barely missed Thura's ear, and he hid beneath the table.
What was that for? It was only an accident.
I'll accident you, Muckmouth. I was nearly killed then.
That's because we never had proper weapons afore, Mucker. We only had a rusty knife apiece when we was with Farrago.
Held top, loose gob. What have I told you about mentioning that Elspawn's name? Come here. I'll show you how to fire one of these weapons proper.
Ding-Eye bent the bow with both paws. Thura notched a shaft to the string and heaved back with all his might. And between them, they stretched the yew-wood bow to its capacity.
This is the way to do it, Mucker.
Ding-Eye breathed excitedly.
Now let it go straight. It should go right across this hall, over the passage and right up the stairs. Ready? Fire!
Brother Hal came racing down the stairs, waving the parchment as he muttered to himself triumphantly.
Ha! Solved!
I'll show old Bremen that swords don't fall out of the sky with the rain. There's an explanation for everything. The records prove that. Just wait until young Samkin...
The ill-timed shaft came zipping out of the darkness and buried itself in Brother Hal's throat.